to have you back here on the Steve Gerber Show. Appreciate your patronage here today. A lot of things going on, but consumer confidence, as I just told you, consumer confidence problematic because Americans, because of inflation, brand new poll, 83% of Americans cutting back on personal spending due to inflation. Just shared that number with you. Because they see the price of gas and groceries and everything else, it impacts people. Akash Jogli is here. He is the Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. Akash, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you. So, U.S. consumer confidence, it's in the toilet. Tell me about where the, I mean, I'm looking at these, the numbers. 4 out of 5 Americans are being impacted, cutting back on personal spending because of the price of everything. I mean, it's really feeling it everywhere, isn't it?
It is, and it's extremely unfortunate. The thing that we've been doing, I think I've told you about on the program before, Steve, is Americans for Prosperity launched this True Cost of Washington tour. We were just in Lansing, Michigan yesterday, actually, rolling back the price of gas to $2.38, which is what it was the day President Biden took office, just to give people a little bit of help and also give us a chance to talk to them about what's driving the overspending, the higher cost, the overspending, the regulation. And what we keep on hearing is that something has to change. Big, huge reforms are necessary because it's simply not working, and people don't see things getting any better if the status quo continues.
Well, that's true, and that's why I'm looking at Real Clear Politics and 538, and the aggregate of polls on Real Clear Politics has Joe Biden more than 18 points underwater, almost 18 points underwater at 538. People have had all they can take, and it's only been 18 months. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's, you know, obviously folks know what a lot of the swing seats are, the suburban red state seats, things like that. And people there are beyond fed up. The president's 20 points underwater. But the sheer scope of the map that is in play in November is what I think really speaks volumes. I mean, there's a district in Rhode Island, Steve. That's my home state that, you know, hasn't had anything other than Democrats in Congress in nearly 30 years.
Since 1991. I talked about exactly that yesterday. The Republican is leading in Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District. First time since 1991, if the Republicans can get control of that seat, it would be unbelievable, right?
Exactly. And there's one reason why seats like that are in play, and that's inflation and the president's inability or unwillingness to do anything about it. And the saddest part is we know what the right answers are, and the only thing standing in the way is politics and the extent to which this administration and this Congress is beholden to the radical left on energy policy.
I want to go someplace in the conversation here that you and I may not agree, because I don't know what I think about this anymore. And it's going to get some people, it's going to make their ears perk up. But when it comes to student loan forgiveness, I don't know what to think about this anymore, because it has become perfectly clear to me that this scheme concocted by Barack Obama has put millions of Americans into servitude to the United States government and creating massive cash flow to the government, because people have these student loans that are $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and they make their payments every month. And yet the size of the loan never changes. It never goes down, and it never goes away. And we can't be in a place in America where we're talking about, well, did grandma pay off her student loans finally? We can't be there. It's a scheme. It's a scam. We maybe not pay them off, but we have to make it possible so that they can be paid off by the people that took them. Because right now, people make their monthly payment month after, and I know I've got something I'm closely related to. The amount never changes. It's been 10 years. It doesn't change. That's not right, Akash.
No, it's not. But here's the thing. If the government steps in and forgives student loan debt, which the president is considering doing unilaterally, $10,000 per borrower, there's two things that are going to happen. One, it's going to make inflation worse because we would have artificially dumped $300 billion into the economy. And hopefully that's a lesson we've learned, something we shouldn't do. The second is it's going to make the problem you're talking about, Steve, worse. Because what we really need is reforms to the higher education system to create transparency so these 17-year-old kids aren't taking out enormous loans. And then
what we really need is to get the government. First of all, the United States government should not be in the student loan business, period. That's number one. When I took student loans, I went to a local bank, and, you know, there were terms of paying it back. So get the government, because as soon as Obama created that scenario, what happened? The price of tuition went through the roof, because basically you've got one government entity, in most cases, loaning money to another government entity, that being a public university or college, and the middleman being the student who facilitates the arrangement of this government agency paying this government agency, and the rates went through the roof, and the money went through the roof, and the students that took the money oftentimes got screwed because they're giving amounts of money that no bank would ever approve for these people that have no income and no ability to pay it back. It is absolutely reprehensible. I agree with what you're saying. But the situation has to be addressed, because what has happened to people is paying $500, $600, $700 a month for something that never goes down is not appropriate, period.
There's absolutely no question about it. But the cost of higher education will keep going up so long as these schools see government as the guaranteed payer. And that's the problem you're talking about. We need structural reforms, not more money dumped into a broken system.
And that's where we have to get to fixing it. Now, like I say, you have to find a way. I don't care if you change the way that interest is applied or you change the interest. You've got to make it possible so people can pay off their damn loans. They can't just pay on infinitum forever. And on that, apparently, we agree. But forgiving them across the board, no, that doesn't make sense either. So there's got to be it's a problem created by socialist government. It'll have to be corrected by conservative government. That's my guess.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And here's the thing, Steve. Forgiving student loans at this point, it's not only bad policy, it's going to make inflation worse. It's also extremely regressive. People without college degrees, in general, make less than people with college degrees. You're going to ask those taxpayers to bail out the loans of people who make more money than them.
Well, here's the problem, though. There's one problem with that argument, too, that I have to point out. And, Akash, I agree with you on most things. But a lot of these people that are saddled with student loans didn't graduate. A lot of them didn't get out. They went for a year or two or whatever happened, and they're not graduates. So they are not making more money, and they're saddled with incredible debt, and they're paying the United States government, and they're creating tremendous cash flow on a monthly basis for the United States government, and that's the whole point. They've been put into indentured servitude to our damn government.
The government and the colleges are making a killing off of this, Steve, but we can't ask people without college degrees, working class people, to be paying off
the
loans of people who did graduate.
But we need to solve this problem. It was created by Barack Obama in a socialist mindset. It has to be fixed. We need to figure out and soon how to fix that, because you have trillions of dollars in very risky debt to people that have no way to pay it back. They have no way to pay it back. You know, and so and it cannot be discharged in bankruptcy either. Another cute little mechanism they put in, right? You can't even go bankrupt. It's still on you. It's permanent.
It's
a parasite, and the parasite is government. And that's not okay.
It's inhibiting people's ability to buy homes, start families, having major downstream impacts, as you mentioned.
All true. So that's my little soapbox for the day, maybe. Akash, greatly appreciate you being here, but we do need to figure this out. It's an important conversation. I'm glad we're having it. Akash Yoghile, Vice President, Americans for Prosperity. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Check out more at stevegruber.com. I'm telling you, there's something that needs to be discussed here. And paying it off across the board, no, that's probably not the answer. But forcing people to continue to pay for their entire lives because it's set up and the cards are stacked against them, that's not right either. We can do better, America. I'll be right back. I'm Steve Gruber. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.